The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Well, this morning you could have seen us on James Dobson's outlet. You can keep that going there, guys. And actually did Dove TV this morning out of Oregon. You can check that on Skype if you want. Google search it, Bradley Dean with Perry Atkinson. It was great. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. You all remember what the pedophile himself said, right? Henry Kissinger. He said that those that resist the New World Order, those are the ones that are the terrorists. For those that didn't know, just doing your homework for you, friends. But then again, that's why you listen to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Friends, again, we got about 100,000 friends now on both pages. Interaction is picking up, and I love it. It is great. This is how you get it done, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different pages, one personal, one fan page, Bradley Dean. Double E, Bradley Dean. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which, by the way, Chase, we're going to bring both accounts together on the Twitter, right? Bradley Dean 1 and what's the other one?
Sons of Liberty Radio.
Okay, we're probably just going to make it Sons of Liberty Radio. Is that cool?
Sounds good to me.
You like that?
I do.
Okay. Do you really like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wouldn't say it if I didn't.
I'm not feeling like the affirmative. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sensing.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. A little more excitement over there.
That was kind of bunk, but we'll accept that. That's our producer.
That's why he's behind.
Hey,
the
by the way, how do people get live stream here?
If you become a son or daughter of Liberty, that is part of the package. You get your certificate. You get to support us.
Cool.
And you get the
certificate.
Live stream. Yes.
Cool certificate.
It's worth it just for the certificate.
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, the accolade that they gave us, Rob Cunningham and the Common Core Group out of Georgia? It's just picking up steam on Freedom Outpost. It's pretty crazy. I mean, there's like 1,500 shares now. So if you times that times 10, that's how many views or readers we've had to that column. That one alone. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. So we appreciate that, friend. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites on Facebook. Also go to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. We got someone calling in right now. Not yet, guys. Just hold up. 1-866-233-0747. We have a friend, William Cook. He's going to be jumping online with us, talking about the Black Regiment, friends, the unsung heroes, in just a couple of minutes here. But first, our pretty little princess.
Well, the reason why you want your brains in your own head.
I didn't say it, though.
That's right. I'm picking it up.
Okay, well, you got to say, just like I'm going to. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, I think we need a t-shirt like that. We don't even have a t-shirt about saying it's a terrible place to be and your brains are in someone else's head. I definitely think we need one. But I just want to just direct your attention first and foremost to our Facebook pages. Now, some people have not maybe yet liked Bradley Dean or the Sons of Liberty. It's Sons of Liberty Radio. But on Facebook, you're going to find a bunch of different cool things. Not only do you get great, good gold nuggets of truth for quotes, you'll also see things such as Bradley was mentioning.
Is that proper English, great, good?
It's great good. It's goodly great.
Or are you like setting the standard all the time?
No. My brains are in my own head, I think. I'm setting the precedent right now.
Just checking.
But, you know, with Bradley on the Dove TV today and Perry Atkinson and all that stuff, you'll able to see and find out when that's going on. You can stay abreast of what's going on with the Sons of Liberty and with Bradley Dean. So I just want to recommend for those of you who haven't yet, please like Bradley Dean or like
please, because I don't have any friends.
That's right.
And I'm looking for something to
do. We're looking for friends, you know. Yes. And sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's a great way to stay abreast of what's going on when we're out about doing our trips and going to and fro and everything that we've got going on. You'll see a lot of cool pictures and things. So please go ahead and like those pages. Also, just an example of some great quotes you'll find. This one is actually by Hudson Taylor. And he said, there are three great stages to every great work of God. First, it is impossible, then it is difficult, then it is done. So if you're looking for some encouraging words, I mean, that's definitely
who better
the place
to
go. Exactly.
Yeah. He's also the guy that said that God uses weak men that know God is among them.
Exactly.
And he's just second
all
to
God's
none. He
giants
was a Chinese missionary.
Men.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said, but he was actually an American or an Englishman.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Going to China. But it's interesting that he said all God's giants have been weak men who knew that basically God could rot things through them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the recognizing that, hey, we are weak, but through Christ we are strong.
Amen.
Now, I just want to give you four little fun little blurbs here before I pass it back over to you. You know how people say, I'll be there in a jiff?
No.
You never heard that expression before?
No.
Chase?
Is that like the nerd crowd?
Have you ever heard, I'll be there in a jiff?
No.
That must be before my time.
I think so.
Okay, well, if you've heard I'll be there in a jiff, I need you to call in
1-866-233-0743. You're in your 30s or something, right?
Yeah, don't you say like I'll be there in a jiff or in a jiffy. Okay, well.
No. It really is some strange demographic in what you speak of,
you know,
even now.
I need a caller to call in 1-866-233-0747. If you've heard of the expression before, I'll be there in a jiff.
She wants somebody to justify her.
Yeah, you got to.
For.
But
yes.
But it's interesting to note because people say, like, I'll be there in a jiff. Like, you know, I'll be there in a minute. Did you know that a jiffy is actually the scientific name for 1/100th of a second? So that would make sense when people say, I'll be there in a jiffy or I'll be there in a jiff. All right. Now, did you know that...
I kind of feel that you may be stretching it, but that's okay.
Well, we have to have a caller call in because someone out there, I guarantee, has heard of that expression before.
Well, you got a caller calling in right now, and I don't know who it is. But
okay,
we'll figure that one out.
Now, how about a Boeing 747's wingspan is actually longer than the Wright brothers' first flight? If you think about it, that's pretty amazing. You go from where we began when it came to an airplane. Airplanes are amazing.
They totally
are. They weigh tons.
They blow me away.
And they fly. I mean, it's crazy.
They do.
They fly.
And see how they actually blueprint them after God's creation, namely a bird.
The wings.
Yeah,
exactly.
Of course,
it's so awesome. Now, did you know, and this is going to be pretty like, duh, but a broken clock is actually right 2 times a day. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Folks, this is going to end if it continues.
It's going to end. So that's good. That's where we want to round up with for the rest of today.
Okay, now, what is it? It's right 2 times a day.
Yeah, it's right 2 times a day. So if it's broken at, you know, on the 12th,
yeah,
it's going to be right at 12 noon.
Okay, I'm just having you express this to the people that don't quite get it. Cause
you think people don't get that?
I don't,
people who listen to our show definitely get that.
I'm so sorry. This is... Here... Honey, take a drink. Here's some coffee.
I actually
here.
Had some accidental Pepsi today because the lady messed up our...
Accidental
yeah,
Pepsi.
I was looking for lemonade. The lady
gives
me Pepsi.
We are just doing awesome today. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back with our friend William Cook talking about the Black Regiment. We're going to have him give us a little history. Who are they? I'll tell you who they are. The unsung heroes that preceded your forefathers. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. We got John calling in from California. John, our friend from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. Let me turn the volume down on the speakers.
Are you there, John?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you just...
Is vaporized right
in front of us. Yeah.
I'd also heard, I'll be there in a jiff.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate that. I knew someone out there had heard, I'll be there in a jiff. Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
That's a
kudos.
Free lunch, isn't it?
That's right,
okay.
John. Free lunch on me.
Okay. just real quick on the Common Core, I wanted to actually even try to start some type of a movement out there to have the parents of school kids pull their kids out, don't register for next year. They have good online courses, Christian school, you know, the private school. I've put my son through school his entire school career. I'm a single parent. I've done it on a single parent income. So the people that say I can't afford it, well, I have to question that, whether that's actually true. They need to understand about giving up their movies and dinners and trips.
That's right.
You know, they need to make some sacrifices for the benefit of their children and actually the country, the future of our country. And I just wanted to get that in quick.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. The Lord gave those kids to us. They don't belong to the state. But when you have 86% of those Christians, conservatives, and or self-professed patriots dropping their kids off at the public school and the public school gate, you really got to ask yourself the question, what is this about? Especially when you find that those 86 percentile, they don't agree with what's going on concerning the educational scheme where the federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. So I concur 100% with what John just said.
I also want to say, John, that's a great point because I have heard it said by a woman before. She said, I'd live basically in a shack before I'd allow my kids to go to public school. And you're right. People have to sacrifice a little bit, whether it be your vacations, your movies, your trips. What's more important, the education of your children or your entertainment? So we appreciate your phone call, John. Thank you so much.
Very much. He's in California, too, isn't he? Yeah, it's interesting. Last week we left and we were touring out in California and in Arizona. We left 11 inches of snow here in the state of Minnesota. And when we landed last Monday in Phoenix, Arizona to do Mesa, Arizona's Tea Party, It was 99 degrees.
Yeah,
we left like 80, high 80s or something like that just on Monday, and we come back to snow again.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to note, though, it was hot when we got there and hot when we left, but in between, I was surprised it was that cold. It was like 70, 68, 72, whatever it was.
It got really nice the day we left, though,
We left, and that's what I'm saying, it started off really nice and hot, it ended really nice and hot, but in the middle, I was kind of surprised that California wasn't warmer, and even Phoenix wasn't a little bit warmer. But
we're going to have to talk to the Lord about that.
No complaints is better than freezing cold Minnesota.
He knows best.
I think so.
He really does. We got William Cook calling in from the East Coast, my friends. Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bradley. It's great to be with you guys today.
Amen. Hey, you know what's interesting is I'm actually looking at some quotes right now. Captain Nathan Hale's last words before his execution in September of 1776, after being captured by the British, he said, "My only regret in dying is that I have but one poor life to lose for my country." And it's interesting. I was just on a interview this morning with Dove TV. It's a branch of James Dobson's ministry. We were Skyping back and forth with Perry Atkinson, and he was just asking me, "What is it that I see out of there, you know, from coast to coast concerning what's going on in our country?" And I just see so very few that are willing to stand up and live for what Christ died for. It's interesting. Everybody talks about how they're willing to die for the Lord and they're willing to die for their country. But I always put the question back to them is, are you willing to live for your country? And there's very few that are willing to do that. And I know that we got you up on the radio today for the very fact that we're going to talk about the unsung heroes, namely the Black Regiment. But before we get to that, William, you want to go ahead and share with our listeners as to who you are and what it is that you do?
Sure. I'm the founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia. And the way that came about was I was getting very concerned about my country. I had made a career change. I was doing work at DHS in counterterrorism. And as I watched things happening in Washington leading up to the 2008 election, I got very concerned for my children's futures, for the future of my own country and my time. And I decided that I sensed that God was calling me back into the ministry, but not so much into a church ministry, which I had done before as a pastor, but to really stand up an army of clergy in Virginia that would reassert the church's biblical role and historical role in the founding of the nation. That is the legacy of the church. Without the church, there would be no America. There would be no liberty.
Yep.
And so that's why I did that. And we're standing up that army here in Virginia. And interestingly enough, it's beginning to spread to other states. This morning, I saw a website called Black Robe Regiment of New Jersey. So it's very exciting what's happening there.
Well, amen. And by the way, this is how revival starts. This precedes what takes place in a nation. For those that did not know the history of the Black Regiment were the guys that were feared by the tyrant King George. And they were called the Black Regiment. Of course, he meant a slang concerning the Black Regiment. But the Black Regiment, of course, they're going to be hated for the love that they were bringing forth to the world. These are the guys, these are the preachers that were breaking the ground open. They were the breakers to establish who we are today, 238 years later. Now, we always talk about our founding forefathers. We talk about the 56 men. Oftentimes, we talk about the 13 colonies. But who is waking up? Who is actually going forward to break up the ground to awake a nation to the birth of what we have today? Again, a new nation. It was the Black Regiment. And if you want to just go ahead and lay out a little history as to who the Black Regiment are, hey, we're all ears, my friend.
Sure. Well, you know, Bradley, one of the reasons, as you alluded to, the reason that the British Redcoats referred to the American Continental Army as the Black Regiment was because of the seminal role that the clergy played in the founding of this country. They didn't just preach revival in the Great Awakening, but they also propounded the principles that became the founding charters in America. I like to tell people that the pulpit of the Revolution was the foundry of the American founding charters. It was of the charters of freedom. So, and not only that, but the clergy also fought in the war. They were active militarily in the war.
No.
The first place that,
William. That's a little too radical. You mean they actually fought
to
establish what we have today? They've actually sacrificed themselves? I'm being a little facetious, but is it not a reproach to the American professed church today, that they know nothing of their history, they have no involvement in their politics, they have no willingness, they capitulate in the face of the enemy. And as I like to share with so many people across the country, my friend, is the fact that we have an abortion industry, we have a homosexual community that is attacking an atheistic community, attacking everything who we are today, because the professed church, over 300,000 pulpits, remain silent in the face of what's going on. These are the greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, to the pro-murder industry, as well as the atheists and the communists. We're under attack because the church has failed to be the moral compass of society. And what you're telling me right now, William, is they did just the exact opposite?
Yes, I think, in fact, Bradley, I think you were born out of time. I think you would have been much happier in the founding era when clergy were really taking it to the British. Amen. On the night that that Paul Revere took off on his famed ride, the first place that he went was to the home of Reverend Jonas Clark in Lexington. And the reason he went there is because John Hancock and Sam Adams, two founding fathers, were staying there. And when he arrived, he was asked by Adams and Hancock if the men of Lexington would fight. To which he replied, to which Reverend Clark replied, "I have trained them for this very hour.
Amen.
They would fight, and if need be, die, too, under the Amen. Shadow of the house of God." Now, the first person on Lexington Green, the morning when the alarm went out, the first person on Lexington Green, when other people started to arrive, was Reverend Jonas Clark. He was standing there waiting when others came to the green. The first alarm, the British didn't show up, but the second alarm, they did. When the shooting stopped, there were seven members of his congregation lying dead on Lexington Green. And so that was the first shot fired. That was the time that the first shot was fired. It was heard around the world, right there, mm-hmm. for the clergyman leading the charge. He trained his congregation to defend liberty, to defend his country.
Now, it's interesting. Have you read the Mayflower Compact?
And, no,
okay,
not lately.
Oh, when you read the Mayflower Compact, you want to talk about smacks of the pulpit, it is there, my friend. Do you want to talk about appeal to heaven? No king but King Jesus. Read the Mayflower Compact. It just takes a couple minutes to read it. And then we see the Declaration of Independence. We know that we derive our rights from our Creator. That smacks of the pulpit, too. But what most people don't take the time to notice, William, is the fact that when you read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is nothing but 56 signers and 13 colonies saying enough is enough to a tyrant named King George. It's a report of the usurpations by the king. We know him as George. Friends, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with William Cook talking about the Black Regiment. And by the way, I want to make one point about John Hancock and his signature. He wanted to make it so big that the...
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. Talking to William Cook, a part of the Black Regiment out on the East Coast there. Now, one thing I said right before the last break was Hancock, for those that did not know, John Hancock made his signature to a veil. I mean, he wanted to make sure everybody could see it. He wasn't shy. He wasn't shrinking. He wasn't capitulating in the face of a tyrant named King George. He wanted to make sure that King George didn't have to take off his glasses to see his signature. And there's a little history for you. And if you look at the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, you can't miss it. It's right there for everybody to see. Stephanie wanted to ask you a question, Mr. Cook.
Yes, sure. William, you know, it's so interesting what you're doing as far as, you know, when you speak to these clergy and when you speak to them and say, listen, this is what, you know, the Black Road Regiment of our founding, you know, era, this is what they did, this is what they preached. They not only preached from the pulpits, but they actually lived out their beliefs in action, actually fighting for our independence for this country. So when you're speaking to clergy, what is your goal and what do you tell them to say? Listen, we've got a job to do to, in a sense, motivate them, but get them moving. What do you usually say to them?
Well, let me say this, and first to respond to that question. First of all, what a lot of people have forgotten in the body of Christ, in the churches of America, is that God is in the business of government. When God established the first government in Adam and gave him authority over the entire earth, and he's going to do the same thing again someday in the last Adam when it says that he will establish an administration suitable for the fullness of times. That's the gathering of all things together in Christ. So God is in the business of government. Jesus, the other thing is that Jesus said the church is the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. Now, that doesn't just mean that we create some sort of a cultural good taste or that we, you know, we're a flavoring element or that we light up the room when we walk in or we sing the song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It means that we are to have a curative effect on the society around us. The children of tyranny, who are the children of the devil, in whom the prince of the power of the air controls their behavior, are incapable of instituting, much less defending, a constitution of liberty. The church is the only entity or institution, whatever you want to call it, that is capable of implementing an administration of liberty. And so that is why America is so unique, because America was founded by Christians. It was the political ideas, the political ideology that became the founding charters was taught from the preached from the pulpits of America. That's why I said that the founding charters were forged in the pulpit of the Revolution. And as I said, also said, clergy did not only preach; they fought. They were the clergy were among the most ardent instigators of the American Revolution. The church was the instigator of the revolution. And
the true church.
Yeah. And I'm piggybacking you here. I'm just giving you the way here. But the bottom line is the church is called to dispossess, not to be possessed, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And what we're seeing today in America is a stark contrast. To the opposite of who we are and what the history is of the church. We're to be on the offensive, not on the defensive.
You know, that's so true. I'm looking up some information right now on the Black Robe Regiment and truthandhistory.org. It talks about how week after week, the Black Robe Regiment expounded upon the principles of the proper role of government, the proper role of individuals, all underneath the kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when in today's, you know, modern church, have you heard pastors speaking about the proper role of government and what our job is and function in that government? Yeah. When back in our founding era, that's exactly what they did, and that's why we got this wonderful nation that we have.
Now, what's interesting about that, too, let me interject this thought really quick, is the fact that I spent some time with D. James Kennedy before he died, and he had actually shared with me as to why the church was standing down, the professed church in America was standing down. He said, because they're afraid that they're going to lose their tax exemption status. He said, no one has ever lost their tax exemption status concerning the church. What we need to realize is the government needs us more than we need them when it comes to church status, because if you read Article 557 in the IRS publication, you'll find out that churches are already we're non-taxable. We're tax-exempt. And he said what was interesting is a pastor got afraid because the IRS did an audit on him, which is rare as hen's teeth. But he said he got so afraid that he wrote a book, and he said he put the fear of the IRS and all of the churches across America, and which in fact, D. James Kennedy, anybody knows or anybody that knows or doesn't know who he was one that was an older man who was willing to stand up, and he used to point his finger at the camera and say, this is going on in America because over 300,000 pulpits across this country stand down when they should stand up. And it's interesting the use of fear that is used against the church today, when in fact the Bible tells us just the opposite. When we're born of the Spirit of Christ, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, which again is contrary to what we're seeing in America.
Amen to that.
So, hey, you know, one of the things I wanted to interject too is the fact that we look at quotes like Alex de Tocqueville, who stated America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And I think when we emphasize the word good, we have to understand that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. And we've seen the Black Regiment, who were willing to preach the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. Now what we see is exactly. We see the pulpits in America actually preaching that if you obey God's government, then that's called legalism. And instead of us saying in equating love to obey God's government, now the professed church in America has actually turned God's law against him. And if we look in the book of Micah, he said that you cry peace, peace when there is no peace, and you make war against God. And that's what we're seeing in America today. We see them going hook, line, and sinker with, again, the abortion industry, the homosexual agenda, government every step of the way. And one of the things that you had said earlier, William, was the fact that government first started out in Adam. Well, when you look in Exodus 18:21, you'll see that God gave government to the church to establish government. And they have it completely backwards, just reading the book of Deuteronomy. And it's also interesting when you read in the book of Deuteronomy, when judgment was pronounced, guess who the first people were that were called up? The priests. Then the government, not the other way around. We have the roles backwards. And again, friends, just to make reference to why we see Moses in all of our civil buildings across the country and why it states justice, the guardian of liberty, is because we need to get back to God and his law because we love God. I'm going to give you the final say. How do people get a hold of you here, William?
Well, the way they can get a hold of me, my email is rev, at black at BRR, for Black Robe Regiment, BRR-BA, as per Virginia, .com. Or they can email me at blackroberev@gmail.com. And our website is brr-va.com. And if people would like to support us, they can do so by through PayPal at donations@brr-va.com. And also, I just want to put a plug in for the work that David Barton has done. He is
Amen.
He is really, I think, the person who has brought this, the history of this part of our nation, to the fore in recent years. And I'm so grateful for what he's done. And he will be actually on our conference call next week, next Thursday at 7 p.m. He's going to be on our webinar. And then this week, tomorrow night, we have Reverend C.L. Bryant, who made the movie Runaway Slave, a great flick, and he's a Black Robe Regiment-hearted guy.
Interesting, William, I just met him, and then going back to talking about Mr. Bryant, and then going back to David Barton, wallbuilders.com, friends, wallbuilders.com.
You know, it's interesting to know, William, before we let you go, you might want to know that we actually have Reverend Muhlenberg, a portrait of him here in the studio, where he's taking off his clergy, you know, outward garb, and he's got his soldier uniform underneath there. So it's amazing. It's so wonderful. To
really
see
is.
What the true church was like in our revolutionary times.
Okay, again, thank you to William Cook from the Black Robe Regiment out on the East Coast. And again, folks, this is beginning to spread like fire. We're beginning to see the real church rise. And don't tell me I didn't tell you, over the last 8 years, the real ones are on the rise. And I'm excited to see what's happening here. And it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10. And I'm telling you what, in that conversation, the anointing was there. At least it was for me. And just like they say, you come for what you get. And I got what I came for.
That's right.
We got Jack from Florida. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome. Thank you.
How are you?
Doing good, brother.
All right. It's all yours, Jack.
Okay. I wanted to call and kind of encourage William. I know there's times where I find myself with that Elijah on the backside of the desert thinking, God, I'm the only one left. And it's not that way. There's the Family Research Council does a conference in 2 weeks in D.C., basically meant to charge pastors with the responsibility. And then there's, I'm sure he's probably familiar with Pulpit Freedom Sunday, when you hear pastors with their fear of losing their tax-exempt status. What we do every year is, on a set Sunday, well, I do it every Sunday, but on a set Sunday every year, they have you preach a message where you declare the biblical beliefs, you declare what politicians think, and then you go out right out in front and say, this is who I believe lines up biblically.
That's right.
With the Word of God. And then what you do is you record it, and then you mail it to the IRS, and you tell them, you know, on such and such a date I preach this, I just thought you'd want to know.
Yep.
And basically what the Alliance Defending Freedom has done is they've tried to get the IRS to take them to court, because it will not stand before the Supreme Court. But there's just a lot going on. When you mentioned David Barton, he has done some of the best teachings. I used his series, the American Heritage series, as a Wednesday night teaching series. And I watched people in our congregation crying, saying, I never knew that about our nation.
Yep.
And the more that we get out there doing what William is doing there is great. What you guys are doing there is great. I think preachers are finally realizing that the government doesn't hold sway.
Well, in this particular situation, you're exactly right. They, you know, the lines between church and state, as we're told, Thomas Jefferson actually said, an erected wall barring the government from what they're doing today. The government has no business whatsoever in the affairs of the church, and they are crossing lines again and again. But we'll see how far God allows that to go, because what the good news is people are awake, the church is on the rise, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And as I have always said, if God did it for 56 men and 13 colonies, and he's faithful to 1,000 generations, he'll do the same thing for us, my friend. Jack from Florida, we appreciate your phone call. William Cook preceded him. And again, we thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with a Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Choose whom you will serve. It's either the Lord thy God or not, said Elijah on top of Mount Carmel.
And it's
when God sent forth the fire, and then they slayed the false prophets.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. Our last caller was saying, oh, sometimes I feel like Elijah, like I'm the last one.
No.
No, you're definitely not staying alone. In fact, traveling across the country, we find so many people who are of like mind, and it's easy for people to get discouraged. If all you listen to is the mainstream media, all you do is read the front page of the newspaper, oh, you're going to be down and out. But if you actually talk with people, you'll see that the majority of the American people are on the same page, wanting the same thing.
But our element as the church is holiness. And the Lord said, be holy as I am holy. That is a commandment, my friends, not a suggestion. And when we do that, the Lord said, the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear thee for my name's sake, not because of our righteousness, and the Lord will dispossess them because of their wickedness. And so here we are. Friends, I said what I said for the very purpose that we need to understand. We need to choose a side. Either we're going to serve the Lord. As Moses came down from the mountain, he divided the people. He said, whoever's on the Lord's side, come over here. And those that are not, go over there. And we need to realize right now, and I see this going on quite a bit across the country, the Lord is separating the sheep from the goat, friends. There is no question about it. And that's why I brought up the fact that there's an element of holiness. It's my prayer. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That means destitute of the righteousness of Christ. They have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And we need to understand that the Lord is good. He also said, blessed are those that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I always pray, Lord, I thank you for a purity of the anointing that's in my life.
I thank you that you walk among us and deliver up our enemies from before us for your name's sake, not for mine, and according to their threat, not according to mine, because I'm not threatening anybody. But when you see the prayers of David in the book of Psalms, he didn't play. And the Lord delivered up his enemies just like he did with Yeshua. Same thing with Moses. And I can go right down the line, friends. Read chapter 11 of Hebrews. It's the faith chapter. He delivered up to give unto his people the land, not the other way around. And what we're seeing today is we're seeing a bunch of hirelings in the pulpit, friends. It's just, we got to call it for what it is. You know, we complain about government all the time and about the crimes that that protrude from these criminals that are allowed to represent we the people. Well, the fact of the matter is, if we want to go to those that are responsible, we need to go to the church too, because these are the ones that are accepting everything that's being thrown on them by that corrupt government that you're complaining about. And they have the audacity to call themselves God's children. Now, I want to say this through an analogy. There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. And rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and a Confederate pair of pants for his uniform. This middle road cost him his life as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. So should we have it two ways or should we have it one way? Because when I look in Scripture, it's the Lord's way. There is no other way.
And what I thought was good about that analogy is of course, he wanted a compromise. And what did compromise do? It got him killed. He wanted a little bit of this.
What is compromise? Where two men agree on what they both know is wrong.
That's exactly right. And so you have to pick a side. Like you were just mentioning, the Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. The Lord separates the sheep from the goats. We have to make our choice, and our choice is to be on the Lord's side, definitely. I like to highlight this too before to the end of the show. For those of you who are new to the Sons of Liberty, we usually highlight every week a product of the week. And this week is My War Part 1 of our 5-part documentary series. Now, the My War Part 1 is pretty much what Bradley does at his presentations, whether it be in the schools, tea parties, you name it. It's basically our message. So for those of you who are interested in booking Bradley Dean, you say, hey, we'd love to have you come out to our community and maybe speak at whatever, wherever the Lord opens a door, we walk through it. This is a great way for you to get some information on what the actual presentation is all about. It takes you into the over 350 public high schools, colleges, tea
parties. It's the message that has been seen from those that continuously call us back after we leave, friends. And this is what you need to know. You need to hear from them, not from us.
Exactly. And what's so nice about it is once you have it, especially in DVD form, you can loan it out. You can do it for, you know, for a Bible study, for your church group, for your tea party. It's great. Now, if you'd like to order, it's a $20 donation. But of course, you monthly sponsors, you Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to make a donation, or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, get the live stream, get your certificate, and of course, you're up supporting what we're doing across this nation. You can become a son or daughter of Liberty by clicking on that button. Few easy steps, easy way to become a son or daughter of Liberty.
One of the things William was talking about, William Cook from the Black Regiment on the East Coast, is how we're called to be the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Well, that's true. Salt stops the putrefaction.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do is we need to preserve, and then we go to the word conservative. And it's all derived from the same man. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, and we're called to be the light, friends, and we're called to bring forth the answers to the world. We're not to be a part of the problem. We're to be a part of the answer.
Amen.
Hey, I got a surprise for you. You looking at me? Just look at me. We got Tom from Maryland. I don't know what's going on here, my friend, but Tom, now I know you've called in before. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Are you calling for any other reason besides the fact that you want to high-five Stephanie here? Or are you looking for a free lunch, or what's going on here?
I definitely want to back her up.
And okay. Thank you. Tom, you are the man. Look at that. I love it.
I'm surprised that you didn't know and weren't familiar with the word. Now, I'm dating myself by saying this, but does anyone remember Jiffy Pop popcorn?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay,
I do.
You remember the Jiffy Pop popcorn, but you don't remember, I'll be there in a Jiffy?
Let me be honest. Okay, I've heard it before. I just didn't want to lower myself to the nerd status.
Can you believe that?
I'm so sorry. And now for you guys that have heard it and you're nerds, do forgive me. I love you with my heart, too.
It was Tom that backed me up on that. Tom, we have to send you a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. Chase, let's get Tom's information.
I think you got one last week.
This guy's winning everything here.
Oh, that's it. We got to send him something. Tom, we'll take down your information. Nation. We'll send you a little something for backing me up. I appreciate that.
Well, let
that,
him finish
Tom.
His point. Go for it, Tom.
Pastor, I knew it because not only from the popcorn thing when I was a kid, but it's synonymous with cracking down. And we used to say it all the time at roll call when we were told about certain violators of the law, and we'd say, we're going to take care of that in a jiffy, basically meaning that we're going to take swift disciplinary action upon these violators. Now, for you, and this is so apropos, it's also synonymous with agitating and to excite and to trouble. Now, I did have to look this part of it up. To excite or to trouble the mind and try to arouse public feeling and change. That's what you do.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that it went that much detail.
It's kind of like if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the president, the president.
The present.
The present, yes.
That's right.
Hey, did you know, Tom, really quick, just for a little history, Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, he was probably a prophet before his time, before Martin Luther King, but he used to say to his students, an individual came up to him and says, how do I bring forth change? You know what he said? He said, agitate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Stephanie, from now on, you know.
I guess he didn't hear me.
Nicknamed your husband Jiffy Popper.
Jiffy Popper, that's it. I'm going to start calling him Mr. Jiff. Mr. Jiffy, who heard of this before?
It wouldn't be right for me, but for you, when he agitates you, just call him Mr. Jiffy Popper.
Okay, I got that down. Okay, I'm taking notes here. All right, Jiffy Popper. I'm writing this down.
This is getting a little cheesy, and it's getting heavy.
Okay,
but
Tom.
We know Tom is a police officer from Maryland, former police officer, so he just high-fived you.
I appreciate that,
so
Tom.
So I figure since you're going to probably buy him lunch, some gift certificate.
Yeah, we're
going to
send him,
I think they're actually hiring down at McDonald's in town here.
Oh, that's low. No, Tom, I think we're going to send you a Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. Yes. How would you like that?
He's not on anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, it was getting too heavy.
Oh,
I
that's
shut it off.
Chase, did you get his information?
He's talking to him right
now. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I appreciate that. That's two people that backed me up on that. I'll be there in Jiffy. And you actually heard it before, and you didn't say anything?
I did hear it. I just didn't want to admit it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think it's a nerdy thing.
It's kind of like it's kind of like this. When most kids go to school, and let's say their face is dirty, Mom will give them a warm rag to wipe off their face. You know what my mom used to do? It's one of these things. You're embarrassed to tell people about it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
You know what my mom used to do?
I know.
Oh, it was the grossest thing. But it was my mother. I know she's my flesh and blood. She used to spit on a rag and she'd wipe her face off.
You know what people...
It's like, Mom...
People all across America right now are saying, I totally remember my mom doing that. Oh, you got something on your face. Here.
Or what about when your mom used to smoke cigarettes and she'd roll up the window, or your dad, and they'd say, you never want to smoke these rotten things?
Oh, that's a bad place to be.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially not airing it out. I mean, you got kids in that car.
Speaking of airing it out, have you ever been in a position where your parents always felt comfortable? I'm not being gross, but they had the vapors around you. You know what I'm talking about?
This is getting a little too heavy.
Well, you were the one that brought it up.
I didn't bring anything heavy.
You brought up the word air, and my thought life went right to vapors.
Oh, so that was my fault.
Well, no, it's interesting because every once in a while, the boys will come up to me and say, guess what Mom was doing while you were gone, Dad? And they say she was playing the trumpet.
Hilarious.
Hey, that's a kid's perspective from an innocent heart. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Good show, guys. Thank you to William Cook, East.